Okay, Columbia, we're getting a TV picture now and see you floating over into position there. Looks pretty good.
Right.
John and Tripp, we have a telephone call coming into the space network from the White House for the crew members of the spaceship Columbia. We would like to patch them through. If you would please, Mr. Vice President, go ahead.
Could you hold on just a second for the Vice President, please?
Absolutely.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Vice President.
Hey, who's that, John?
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Hey,
listen, I'm glad to talk to both you and Crip. How's he behaving?
I'm trying to behave pretty well, Mr. Vice President.
Well, listen, it's a far way from when we were doing our running down there in the Cape, but I certainly want to congratulate you. I've just come from seeing the president and over in his quarters, and he asked me to convey his warm regards, and we are proud not just of you all, but of all the people that are supporting your fantastic mission. Can you hear okay? How's it going up there? Everything rocking along all right? Well, it's great, and everybody views it, I'm sure, just as the forerunner of great things to come. I mean, it's one of the, I think your trip is just going to ignite the excitement and the forward thinking from this country, so I really just wanted to call up and wish you the very best.
We certainly appreciate it, Mr. Vice President. Thank you very much, sir.
The only thing wrong is I don't get to see you in Houston, Texas, I don't think, because I don't think they're going to let me come down there, and I'd planned to be there when you got back on Sunday.
Well, we've come to see you, Mr. Vice President.
Well, we'll want you up here, I can guarantee you that, and congratulations on what you're doing. How's Crip's heartbeat doing?
Broke down to not nothing, I think.
Oh, really? Well, I couldn't understand that. I guess I thought he was a calm guy out there, you know, and now look at him.
Right.
It's great talking to you, and I'll let you go back to work. What's the next thing you've got to do?
Well, we have some more flight plan RCS jet tests to run tonight. And we're going to also find out that if we can don our suits that we're going to use for entry and strap into the seats without any problem.
Oh, that's great. I'm sure it'll go well. Sitting right behind my desk is that model you gave me down there and also the picture of you two guys. And it was there before this phone call, too.
Well, we appreciate it.
All right, back to work, but it's great talking to you. And best of luck. We'll be watching that reentry and the landing with great interest on behalf of the whole country. I'll tell you, everybody will be.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much, sir.
So long, Bob. So long, John. Good talking to you. Best of luck. Oh, that's great. Still on air?
Hello, White House.
All set?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you. We're loud and clear.
Yes, sir.
It's the longest long-distance call you've ever had, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thanks.
Yes, sir.